580-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, America. Happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy the next couple of days, today and tomorrow, because Mother Nature's coming to see us Sunday. More on that here in just a second. Let's check out some temperatures around western Oklahoma and the Texas and Oklahoma Panhandle. 64 degrees at Hollis, 64 at Butler, 60 at Camargo, home of Cousin Eddie, and 59 at the May Ranch. At Boise City, you're 51. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 55 degrees at Palladora Reservoir, 61 degrees at Canadian, 65 at McLean, 64 at Wellington, and 65 at Odell. And there you have it. All right. Just heads up, everybody. I'm sure we're going to have red flag warnings come out Sunday for sure. Latest update from the Oklahoma Mesonet is 40 to 45 mile an hour sustained winds all day Sunday for all western Oklahoma, Texas, and Oklahoma panhandles. Wind gust up to 50 to 55, certain areas, maybe 60 to 70 miles an hour. So button her down. If you've been burning anything lately, please get it put out today or tomorrow. And if you're not, can't get any water to those brush piles or whatever, call your local volunteer fire department. I'm sure they would come out and help you do that, because it's going to be a rough one Sunday. For sure. So check that out, would you? And be careful out there come Sunday. We looks like we got another 6 to 10 days of pretty good fire weather. But according to the, while I'm here, according to the outlook from the Oklahoma Forestry Department, a strong cold front overnight Saturday and early Sunday will prompt very strong northwest winds on Sunday, gusting over to 35 with potential gust up to 55. While red flag warning is anticipated, humidity values 25% or lower and potential for sky cover may serve to limit ignition component to some extent. I wouldn't count on it. Nonetheless, any fire that does become established in continuous fuels will exhibit resistance to control and suppression difficulty. There we have it. So the Oklahoma Forestry Service has they're mobilized now. They have a suppression group, engines, dozers, and overhead at Guymon. Same thing at Elk City and Woodward. Same thing. They also have some available in eastern Oklahoma if needed. Just a reminder, Greer County, Harmon, Tipton, Comanche, and is that Tipton? No, I ain't right yet. Right? What is that? Hang on here a second. Why they got that road up right now? I'll enlarge it to help better my reading. No, Tillman. Small print, people. Forgive me. Cimarron, Greer, Harmon, Tillman, Comanche, Grady, and McLean counties are the only counties in Oklahoma with county burn bans right now. All of the Texas Panhandle is under a countywide per county burn ban there. So that's just an update. Man, I know these warm weather days are getting people antsy with their gardens. Some people already got them going. I know I got an update from the FOTEC over a department over there that start my tomatoes for my high tunnel this morning. And oh my gosh, the picture of my baby tomatoes, woo, looking good. But we're going to have more on that and later on in the show, talk about what to plant, what not to plant. And just remember, April the 18th in Zone 7A, which I'm saying Elk City's in, is last frost, average frost date is April 18th. And so we'll have that. So more of that coming up. First, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and corn futures declined overnight on some technical selling in favorable weather conditions in South America. Speculative investors who were long the market or bet on higher prices likely sold off contracts and booked profits after prices this week came up to their highest levels since mid-2024. Also weighing on futures overnight was beneficial weather in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of oil seeds, and Argentina. Drier weather in southern growing areas of Brazil will favor soybean and corn harvests, while precipitation in the central areas will improve moisture for their second corn crop, said Don Kenny, an ag meteorologist with Maxar. In Argentina, rainfall will improve soil moisture in quite a few of those states. And soybean futures for May delivery dropped 9¾ cents to 12.17½ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 270 to 317.50 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.21 cents to 67.21 cents a pound. Corn futures fell a penny and a quarter to 461¼ a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery came up a half a penny to 599 a bushel. And Kansas City futures were up a quarter of a penny to 613¾ cents a bushel. Sale of corn to overseas buyers declined in the week that ended on March 5th, while wheat and soybean sales came up, according to the USDA. Corn sales totaled 1.5 million metric tons. That's down 26% from the previous week and 4% from the prior four-week average, agency said. Japan was the big buyer at 670,000 metric tons. Mexico, 367,000 tons. South Korea, 209,000 tons. Colombia came in at 108,000. Taiwan, bringing up the rear at 82,700 tons. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 233,700 tons, and the Dominican Republic nixed shipments of 30,800. U.S. corn exports were reported at 1.68 million metric tons. And say it here, that's down 1% week over week. Wheat sales, meanwhile, came up to 455,000 metric tons from 203,000 tons a week before. That's up 49% from the average. Yay, get her done. Mexico bought 238,000 tons, China 68,000, Japan 66,000, Philippines purchased 60,000, Colombia bought 16,000 tons, and a John Doe country canceled orders of 39,500. Exports of wheat came up 24% to 432,000 tons. Soybean sales were also higher, coming up 19% on a weekly basis to 456,000 tons. Total was down 2% from the average of this time last year. So they're getting caught up there. Indonesia bought 204,000, Mexico 129,000, Egypt 107,000, China 83,000, Vietnam purchased 35,000, and a John Doe country canceled cargoes of 178,000 tons. Exports for the week fell 11% to 995,300 metric tons. There we go. I don't know if you guys watched the news this morning, but our weather's crazy. Blizzards across northern Minnesota and Wisconsin. According to the National Weather Service here, blizzard warnings have been issued for parts of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, as winter attempts to hang around, according to the National Weather Service. Another 1 to 6 inches of snow are possible in Minnesota, and some areas could see as much as 8 inches. But the winds are forecast to gust as high as 55 miles an hour. Visibility may drop. Well, duh. So be careful out there if you're headed that direction or if you're up there. See, high wind warnings have been issued for much of Iowa and Illinois. Wind will be sustained 30 to 40 with some gusts up to 65 miles an hour today. And it says here, the intense winds may bring down power lines and tree limbs and lead to widespread power outages, according to the National Weather Service. There you have it. We've got, let's see here. If you're not out here at the Elk City Convention Center right now, you're missing out. They got those county and state equipment or whatever that auction is out there. I don't want to go out there because I don't want to buy something. So I'm not heading out there. But it's happening right now, today and tomorrow, if you haven't heard anything about that. Okay, let's take our first break. And today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The filter you choose to protect your engine makes a huge difference. March 2nd through the 14th, Western Oklahoma Auto and Truck Parts is offering up to 40% off Napa Gold filters, built to meet the standards of professional mechanics. Napa Gold filters are designed to trap more contaminants, maintain proper flow, and help engines last longer. Whether you drive one vehicle or you run a fleet, their team can help you find the right filters or build a plan for your equipment. Visit Napa of Elk City, Weatherford, or Hinton. The filter sale is March 2nd through the 14th. Professional grade protection at serious savings.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
Hi folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at Sweetwater. Featuring over 70 registered Angus bulls, 40 commercial Red Angus pairs, and 100 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's weather out there in Texas. Odell, down there south of the Red River Bridge, south of Altus. 67 degrees, humidity's 30%, dew point's 35. The winds are out of the northeast at 10 with wind gusts currently at 14. Peak wind gust today, 26 miles an hour. No rain so far this month. 8-inch soil temperature, 62 degrees. Big shout out to my grandsons up there in Topeka, Kansas. They're on school spring break this week. They've been listening to the show. Evan, my oldest of the two, and Henry, the youngest. Hope you guys are behaving. So, hello, Topeka. There we go. All right, let's see here. I'm just give you a little update. I was talking to or sent a message to Oklahoma's Department of Ag Special Agent Ranger, whatever you want to call it, Mr. Paul Cornett, asking him about how the thieving's going on with cattle in Oklahoma right now. And he says it may be up a little bit from the last couple of years, but in our area out here, it's a little less than the 10-year average. And the only reason why I messaged him to talk to him about it, because I get the Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's email every day, and always something being stolen in there. So this is just a friendly reminder of checking on your cattle more than usual, because cattle prices are high. And the best way, you can ear tag, you can notch, you can do all you want on that. The best way to do your cattle so they can be identified is with the brand. I know it's a lot of trouble, but it's important. So branding's the best way to do that. And being a member of OCA, Farm Bureau, and Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's Association, they got rewards. That's one of the main reasons I'm a member of all those, because if I ever get any cattle stolen, I know they'll have my back, and they put out rewards. And I'm sure between the Texas and Southwestern Association and OCA and their sheriff's department and our forestry department, our ag department, I say forestry, the ag department here, the sale barns get notified all over the place so we can catch those. I did notice one either yesterday or the day before in my email, 45 heifers with brands on them and ear tags were stolen out of one pasture here last week, somewhere in Texas. I don't remember where it was. And a bull here, a couple cows here, a couple calves here. So just stay vigilant, stay alert. I'm telling you, these $200, $250 trail cameras that connect with your cell phone are the cheap insurance, as far as I'm concerned. Really cheap insurance. Oh, I did catch one. It was, if you get on Facebook and get on Oklahoma Hunting Fishing, I posted it on there. I had a really cool picture show up on the river last night there by my house. It was a coyote, had a doe cornered against the riverbank. And looking at, zooming in on that doe, it looked like she'd been already down once. And the old coyote was just running in the water in the river playing with her. But it was a pretty cool shot. And it wasn't Bigfoot, at least, but it was a coyote. It wasn't Bigfoot. He was there. Actually, during Bigfoot mating season that just started a few weeks ago, they become vegetarians. So they don't eat meat during breeding season. Just some useful information for you guys out there. Also, go out to the Elk City Sale Barn out here. south of Elk City. Go to Cranky Old Ladies Cafe and tell Cousin Kay that I sent you. And she's not going to give you a discount. She may give you some crumbs off of her cake of the day, whichever, whatever it is today. But now, nah, Cousin Kay, go see Cousin Kay, man. Them hamburgers are awesome. So go check that out. Okay, let's check out the Central Crop Care grain market update. Let's start out with the grains. I looked earlier, looked pretty decent. Yes, Kansas City wheat, May, 629, up 15 and a half. July is 642, up 15 and a half. Wheat out of Chicago, May, 610, up 12 and a quarter. July is 621, also up 12 and a quarter. Corn out of Chicago, obviously. May corn, 465, up 3. July is up 2 and 3 quarters, excuse me, at 476. Soybeans, May, 1222, down 4 and 3 quarters. July is 1235, down 4 and 3 quarters. Also, soybean oil, May, 67.19, down a quarter of a penny. And meal, soybean meal, there it comes back. May, 321.80, up 160. And July is up 1 at 323.50. Oats for May, 374, up a half. See what cattle is doing. I haven't honestly even looked at cattle today. It's not doing too bad. Nothing drastic, crazy going on here. April lives, 231.35, up 10 cents. July is down 7 at 229.30. Feeders for April, 344.05, up 105. May is 340.22, up 30. And August is 340.60, up 40. Lean hogs are down a buck at 93.35 for April. Oil and natural gas. Let's see what's going on with that. Maybe if it'll switch over. There it goes. Nothing crazy. It's still high. April oil out of West Texas, 96.67, up 94. And natural gas for April is down 10 at 312.70. So speaking of oil, I got a question for you guys. You don't have to send me your name. This is just, you're not going to win nothing today. I don't have nothing to give away unless you want some allergies. 225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Just send me your answer, your thoughts, whatever you do. From a farm perspective, what concerns you the most about the conflict with Iran? From a farm perspective, what concerns you the most about the conflict with Iran? I just need some simple answers. I don't need no political stuff going on here. So there was the question was asked on social media this morning on Ag Daily, and I got some answers here that I'll share with you later on. I want to see your perspective on it for sure. How's that? Let's see here. Oh. Couple deadlines coming up. Major deadlines coming up. This Monday is the deadline for farmers and ranchers to purchase crop insurance for the upcoming season. The National Crop Insurance Services released a report that showed 2025 crop year set new records. The report showed the all-time record 2.5 million policies were written, protecting a record 561 million acres. That total has increased over 115 million acres since 2021. In addition, the report noted that ranchers spent over $1 billion last year to purchase livestock coverage, also a high water mark. Very interesting. So that is due. And there's another one due. Let me see where it's at. Right there. Water use reports are also due Monday. According to the Oklahoma Water Resources Water Rights Administration, as the state's designated water management agency, the OWRB appropriates stream water and groundwater through water use permitting. Permits are required for most uses in water in Oklahoma, except for domestic use. So they, the annual fee is a cost recovery that you put in there, a measure that supports processing water use reports, maintaining permit records, conducting inspections, and compliance review. So if you were using any water that wasn't domestic, whether it's commercial or agriculture, your reports are due this Monday also. You should have got one in the mail, probably at the bottom of your stack. Get her filled out and get her sent that check back in for a permit and get her watched out there. That's also in the, that's something due Monday also. It's here. It's coming up on us. All right, let's see here. We got, before we go to break, a call to open the border. Resuming feeder cattle imports from Sonora and Chihuahua, however you say that, could save dismantling America's Southwest beef economy. Just given what this article says, I got my own thoughts on this. Here's a couple of comments from some of the people in that area. We are at great risk of losing this region's entire cattle feeding industry to Mexico. Another quote, we have to get those Mexican feeders back in the pipeline as soon as possible. There's no scientific reason to continue with the border closure. That's some of the comments from some of the local ranchers in that area. The recent closure of Lubbock feeders in West Texas sounded an alarm across the wide swath of America's cattle feeding country. It signaled that the Southwest and High Plains cattle feeding is at a tipping point, as the U.S.-Mexico border remains closed due to cattle imports, adding pressures to the already tight domestic feeder cattle supply. Many operators or operations like Lubbock Feeders have for decades hung their hats on a steady supply of Mexican cattle, often reaching 60 to 70% of their annual inventory. With those feeder cattle no longer in the pipeline, everyone's wondering which feedlot will fall next. It's vital that the U.S. cattle industry recognizes that the closure of Lubbock's feeder was not an isolated incident, said Jordan Bell of Nogales, Arizona. She's an independent livestock producer for CattleMex, a firm with a 90-year history of cattle feeding and pasturing and trading between Mexico and the United States. Without a strategic shift in import policy, we're looking as a domino effect of feedlot closures across the Southwest, explained Bell. We're already feeling the negative impact of the border closure on a slowdown in cattle feeding and on agriculture in general around our communities, from farming to meat packing, but it's bound to get worse, she says. Bell said in the past, up to 300,000 head of feeder cattle cross through Sonora, Arizona ports annually. New world screwworm infestations in Mexico found in late 2024 led to a 78% plunge in Mexican feeder cattle exports in 2025. Since last July, the border has been closed, and as of mid-March 2026, the U.S. Department of Agriculture officials have not addressed a timeline for reopening the border. The Sonora cattle trade alone injected over $1 billion each year into the U.S. economy, Bell added. But it's not about adding value to those cattle. They contribute to the lifeblood of rural communities across the Southwest, communities that cannot afford a prolonged market disconnect. Bell said many feed yards in the region are presently running at 50 to 60% capacity. About 80% is normal, with high numbers during winter months. Meanwhile, Mexican feedlots are jam-packed. As you guys know, I reported here about 4 or 5 months ago that one feedlot there in Old Mexico, I call it, is become the largest. They've expanded it and built it. It's now the largest feedlot in the world. We are at great risk of losing this region's entire cattle feeding industry, as well as our meat packing infrastructure, to Mexico. Those cattle are being finished on U.S. corn, and the beef is being sent back to us in boxes. How much sense does that make? We're fighting to keep our packing plants running at full speed. When it comes to the baseline threat of the New World screwworm invading U.S. cattle country, there are those on the ground who aren't convinced that the pest is going to cross the border on a cow. Bell said she's 100% confident that the New World screwworm larvae are not going to invade the United States while hitching a ride on a bovine animal, especially in Sonora or Chihuahua. First and foremost is the fact that the New World screwworm has not been detected in either Mexican state throughout this current outbreak window. Even the USDA says isolated New World screwworm detections outside the known effective areas in the states, those that they've been found down there south of Laredo and points south of there, are not expected. Sonora lies 700 miles from the most recent active New World screwworm case, and the New World screwworm free status of Chihuahua provides a critical secondary blanket of protection between Sonora and the eastern Mexican states. And there you go. I see your point. I see their point, and that is the deal. They're, you know, those Mexican cattle have been in those feedlots, and they got to be processed, and they've already been, some of them are already being processed. Now they're shooting that meat, that Mexican beef, up here in boxes instead of live cattle coming across the border. Well, what she's saying is, you know, a lot of farming businesses, a lot of farms around there grow crops to feed those Mexican cattle in those feedlots that they have in the Southwest United States. And it's just starting a whole chain reaction. I see their point. And I mean, what do you say? You know, if there has, I haven't heard of any new findings here in the last month, you know, and I get these emails every day. So I see your point, and something needs to be done. And is it going to hurt our market here in the United States when they do open the border back up? Yeah, for a little bit, but it's going to come right back up. We do need those cattle. I don't care what anybody says. We just need to eat our own beef and not export it, and we don't need to import. It's just a big process, guys. We need that lean beef off those Mexican cattle. They're not bringing breeding cattle in. They're all the heifers and the steers, they can't make or have any more babies, and it's a touchy situation, but we do need lean beef to go with ours. And if, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention for the last year or two, but we're in a shortage of cattle ourselves right here. And I'm not saying that this is the way to fix it, but these Mexican cattle been coming across the border. I'm 64 years old, and I remember when they was coming across the border. So they've been coming across. It's part of our process. And I would rather them come across and we feed them the way they've been feeding them in Southwest United States versus seeing what they're feeding them in Mexico, and we're getting that beef up there. Now, that's a whole different ball game. So we'll see what happens. Just an opinion. And I always listen to everybody else's opinion. Okay, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI AgriTech in Elk City. Are you looking for the best nutrition for your herd? We proudly carry Mixed 30 liquid feed, 4-Co horse supplements, and can blend proven products to keep your livestock healthy and productive. Stop by today and let us help you choose the right feed solutions for your operation. And to our neighbors in Texas, we can sell to you and welcome your business. Stop by or call us today at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at it making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I've always wanted to learn French, but the app I tried didn't help.
If you want to memorize words in another language, there's an app for that. But if you want to really learn another language, there's Babbel. Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different. Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Babbel feels like it was created intentionally by people who really know what you need to learn another language. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Want to really learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. Babbel.com.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. I picked Camargo, home of Cousin Eddie. 62 degrees, dew point's 33, humidity's 33. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 19 miles an hour. The wind gusts currently at 26. Quarter inch of rain so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 59. Sunset at 7:42, sunny and 73 today. 39 tonight and mostly sunny. 89 tomorrow, or 82 tomorrow. So that'll be a nice day tomorrow. Enjoy it, because that's it. Tomorrow evening, the winds switch, be coming out of the north. It'll start out slow, and then it'll hit you in the face. Got that. All right, I asked a question earlier about, from a farm perspective, what concerns you the most about the conflict with Iran? Well, I got some answers. One of them was fertilizer prices. Yes, it's already there. Another one says, I think the biggest trench is if it turns into a 4-5-6 month affair. I think a lot of bad things could happen to the whole economy. And that's an excellent answer. So back over here on Ag Daily's post, they said fuel and fertilizer, price of diesel, trade interruptions, monopolies, mostly concerned that this will be a long, drawn-out conflict. This is the one of my listeners said there. Yep. Everything. It was needless and not thought through at all. Okay. Our troops. The loss is now at 11 with many injured. Monopolies creating shortages. That's my answer. We just got one of those bridge payments. And we're needing to get ready for our spring planting, whether it's corn, soybeans, whatever, peanuts, whatever. and we're getting ready for our hay season. Everybody's got alfalfa, needs to be top dressed if it isn't already top dressed now. Yes, I think big companies are going to just take the money away from our farmers, and whether it's fertilizer, chemicals, seed, equipment, it doesn't matter. It's not good time for farming. It really isn't. I haven't talked to anybody farming. I'm not talking about ranching. I'm talking about farming. I have not talked to anybody in farming that's got a positive attitude right now in the last month, at least. So, on with some more answers. Petroleum affects everything we touch. Not just diesel in the machines. We get hit tenfold. Chemicals, yeah, it's good. It's has a big time effect on everything. And there's a few more that comes up. Always the people. People on both sides of the war. Not sure. Always. Yep. That's a big word. Always. There we have it. And one other person says, mostly concerned this will be a long drawn out conflict that will last generations, costing billions in tax dollars. I don't think it was going to be a quick, simple fix. I'm also concerned with terrorists doing harm on the U.S. soil. I support our current president. He's privy to intel that we do not have. I trust that he's making decisions for U.S. Americans first and foremost, and also protecting our allies second. There you go. Pretty good. Okay. Annual report. I like to read this one from the Texas Beef Council. This is short and sweet before we take our last break. It says that the Texas Beef Council has reached 165 million Texan consumers with beef ads. 93% of medical providers visited by TPC reps are found more likely to share recommendations in favor of beef. 10,000 plus coaches, athletic directors, and trainers have registered to use beef-focused nutrition resources for their student athletes. That's coming from the Texas Beef Council. So good job, guys out there. All right, let's see. Yeah, let's go ahead and take our last Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is the name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
This Saturday only, take 17% off your regular price purchase at Sutherland's. That's right, 17% off everything in stock. Refresh your home or take on spring projects with 17% off. Don't miss this one-day only sale. This Saturday, March 14th only, take 17% off your regular price purchase. Exclusions and quantity limits apply. See store for details. Located at Red Wheat Drive and I-40 in Clinton, only at Sutherland's.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information and you can find them on Facebook.
It's tip-off time for March Money Madness at Sugar Creek Casino. This March, step onto the floor and win your share of up to $50,000 in cash and sugar bucks. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 11:30 p.m., hot seat winners are selected every 30 minutes for their chance to score big in punches of cash and lucky drop. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get in the action and rack up sweeter rewards. March Money Madness, only at Sugar Creek Casino off I-40, exit 101. Visit sugarcreekcasino.com for details.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March the 6th. 1,092 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 409 brought 565. 21 at 509 brought 467. 6 at 520 brought 470. 5 at 655 brought 422.50. 12 at 797 brought 356. 9 at 913 brought 331. 14 at 979 brought 320. 6 head of heifers at 477 brought 445. 16 at 510 brought 420. 4 at 684 brought 340, 10 at 704 brought 335, 7 at 840 brought 315, 4 at 895 brought 312.50, butcher cows were 62 to 188, butcher bulls 164 to 231.50, bred cows 2100 to 4350, pairs brought 2300 to 5200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brendan Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Altus America. Here we go. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. For southwestern Oklahoma, currently 68, dew point 32, humidity 26, winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles an hour. 62 degrees is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 743, sunset, sunny, 80 today, 41, clear tonight, tomorrow 87 and sunny with light winds. All right, I just had a message from some listeners. Good luck to the Sayre Ag Mechanics participants. They're headed to OYE to the Ag Mechanic Test. And let's see here. Reed Tucker, Carter Riptoe. That's what it is. Kristen Patton and Caden Regent. I asked him what their project is. I think he's sending it to me right now. See what their project is. I think he is. Maybe it's a secret. I don't know. I got one more response on the question I had. How's the war conflict affect? What do you think it'll have effect? He said, we will win and then go back and help them build back. I said, sure. That's how the deep state makes its money. They start a war, bomb a country, and then rebuild them. That's what we do. It's the way we roll. All right, let's talk about gardening. One of my favorite subjects. So, Ian, we are, like Elk City, we're in Zone 7A. Spring planting began in late February, early March for hardy crops, while warm season vegetables should be planted after the last spring frost, April 18th, somewhere around 13th to 18th. So, right now, broccoli... that's indoors. Broccoli, cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, all that stuff. You can get them started indoors. Direct seed implant to plant. Peas, potatoes, spinach, onions. My onions will be in next week. And Monty said he couldn't get back with me because he was in construction. He could text me. Let's see here. It says Reed has a shop table. The other boys have a bench in remembrance of their buddy, Jaden Logan. So, hope you guys win. Good luck to you up there. Stay out of trouble. Okay, according to OSU, on the gardening part here. Well-planned, properly managed home gardens can furnish Oklahoma families with flavorful, high-quality, fresh vegetables from spring through fall, as well as for processing or storing for the winter. The amount of money invested in seeds, fertilizer, pesticides, and a few tools is more than offset by the enjoyment. You know, it's very rare you make money with your garden. But guys, that stuff is really good. Helpful outdoor exercise and the old fresh homegrown flavor. First thing, if you haven't already, choose a site. An area exposed to full or near full sunlight with deep well-drained fertile soil is ideal. The site also should be located near a water supply and, if possible, away from trees and shrubs that would compete with the garden for light water and light/water and nutrients. I highly recommend that you guys use drip tape. Google drip tape. I think it's a 1/2 inch or 5/8 drip tape. You can have slots at every 6 inches or every foot. You use way less water. And the worst thing on a lot of your plants, even though you think most gardeners think they're cooling their plants down by using big sprinklers, and I've known we've done it for years and years, but try this. Use some drip tape. You'll cut your water down probably 50%, maybe 75%, well over half. And you'll have less funguses and mold and stuff on your plants by doing that. I'm not saying that you can't do it with water sprinklers. I'm just suggesting that you just try that. It's not that expensive. If you need any suggestions, give me a call. I'll help you out on that. So plan your garden, and perennial vegetables, asparagus, winter onions, etc. should be planted at one side or the other end of the garden for efficient operations. The hardy vegetables planted early in the season should be planted together, so they may be followed by late season plantings if you do that. The recommended spacings are on based on best practices and their traditional row method of gardening. Smaller spaces can be used in alternate gardening methods such as container or square foot gardening. The chart groups vegetables as cool season or warm season, indicating under which conditions they grow best. Crops classed as cool season may be planted earlier in the season. I know a lot of people are getting ready to plant because St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Like I said, hopefully my onions will be in next week. And I got some onions from my ex-brother-in-law already, but I need more. And I'm going to plant some inside my high tunnel and outside my high tunnel. I'm going to see if there's any difference, or if there is, I'll share it with you guys. Based on temperatures, the plants will withstand vegetables or hardy, semi-hardy, tender, or very tender. Hardy types may be planted before last frost or freezes in the spring. Gardening tips. Okay, here's some tips for you guys. Sample soil. Oh my God, that's the most important one. It says here, OSU suggests every 3 to 4 years. I suggest every year. It's cheap. And it'll tell you, because if you have high pH in your water and you start watering your gardens, it can ruin your garden in 3 or 4 years. That's the only reason why I'm saying that. So check your sample soil and have it tested every year. Apply fertilizers in the recommended manner and amount. Please don't over-fertilize your vegetables, because that can cause more harm than great. Just take care of them. Add organic matters such as yard waste or compost or composted manure to improve soil organic matter. True story. Let's see here. On the fertilizer part, I was reading Dixondale's recommendation, and they know, and I followed it every time. So if you take a half a cup of urea fertilizer, that's all the they need during the after they're coming up, you planted them. A half a cup you should sprinkle it, be able to sprinkle it over 10 foot, about 10 foot. So a full cup to every 20 foot. Does that make sense? So that's just one of the recommended deals, and they know. Use mulches to conserve moisture and control weeds and reduce fruit rots. There you go. If you do the drip tape, then you can put your, and that drip tape don't need to be but an inch under the dirt. Or you can leave it laying on top of the ground if you want to. But it's real light stuff, so I highly recommend you just put it under the dirt about an inch. And then you can put these mulching stuff on there, and it's really good stuff. So examine your garden often to keep ahead of potential problems. Keep the garden free of weeds and diseases. And there you go. You guys have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.